Merle of Smoke podcast. Happy King Day. Everybody is all for relaxing and doing something with their family. It's hard to be outside. It's cold as fuck. Like, it's cold. It's cold as hell. This is going to be a rough week. I don't think it's over 40 degrees in none of this whole fucking week. Want to jump right into it, man. The girl, I want to speak on the situation about the girl getting raped. Jasmine Ellen or something like that. She's from St. Louis, but she was in Atlanta, I'm assuming, by herself. I hate to use the word rape. The word rape is such a corny word, but you know, it's more so like basically every time something happened in the club, people always try to say about somebody slipping drinks at people's club. And me personally, I'm a real nigga, so I don't think like that. Like, I don't think, and I honestly don't be thinking that other niggas think like that. Like, come on, dude, you're gonna put something in this girl's drink? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, bro? Like, I don't think like that, and I hate to, like, accuse people of thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? It just never sits right with me with that. But you know, I looked through the video. It's about like three different videos. So you know, if you gotta probably to see it, you can go on YouTube. But when I went on YouTube, I got a little better idea of what happened from when I went back to her page and kind of put it together. And you know, on Facebook, they kind of show you, like, you know, like people were basically putting the clip of the actual rape. This is a long video, so you know, it's an IG live. Like, you know, like, she didn't start getting raped and then ran to the, you know, to her phone to you know, she didn't start getting raped. My bad, I messed my damn J up. She didn't start getting raped and then, you know, ran to her phone, you know, to while she was getting raped. She was already recording. She was already recording the whole time or whatever. So, like, she in a club in Atlanta. Now, a lot of the people that's commenting, they must really don't know how a club works. First of all, let's say this. The DJ, whoever the fuck the DJ was, that nigga was on some freak-ass shit himself. Just the shit that he was saying. I'm gonna raise your hand if your girlfriend got a fat weight. Like, just saying wild shit. Now, Atlanta is a friendly place. Like, a lot of people don't really understand. Like, Atlanta, like, is really, really friendly. Like, they, like, people really, you know, they chill levels on another level. People go there and expect that same thing. Look, it's actually pretty stupid. Now, the dude got his whole face in the video. He got it just don't seem like a person would take that risk if you're gonna rape somebody to do that. That's why I say in his mind, he probably didn't rape her. He gave her what she wanted. You know what I'm saying? Because she had like one. She had like a little teeny dress. And I'm not a female, so I don't know. But I think it might have been one of those dresses where, you know, like girls, especially when they go into the club, they have like certain clothes that they wear. That they just ain't gonna wear no panties. It's straight like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Certain shit that they wear is just in their mind, they like, nah, this ain't an outfit to wear with no panties. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not wearing no panties. Like, and that really that really just be what it is. And I think she had one of them kind of dress on, like a little short velvet little short velvet dress, you know, and it, like I said, it was short. Like, there's a there. Now, somebody was with her that must have knew her enough for her to hand her phone to and let them, record her dancing. Now, my whole thing is like, the thing that gets people crucified in situations like this is the simple fact of them keeping their phones out. Like, I'm talking about, this bra had her phone in her hand the whole time he was sexing her. He had his phone in her hand the entire time. She had her phone in her hand the entire time. Now, like I said, don't look at her as a whore because, you know, like I said, she didn't have no panties on. That's what they do. You go to any club, man. It ain't just Atlanta. It ain't D.C. You go to any one of these clubs, bro. I'm guarantee you, about 30, but 30, I'm going to say, man, maybe even 40. 40% of them girls ain't even got no panties on. Maybe even the ones that got pants on, jean pants, like they don't be having no panties on when they be going to the club. Now her having this dress on with no panties on, that shorter dress, you know, to a nigga, he gonna think, man, this is what she want. She wanted a nigga to, you know what I'm saying, to do some shit like this. Cause why would you come with this short dress with no panties? You know, it don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Now my whole thing is like, I think that she realized herself that she kind of brought this on herself just by, first of all, she's already posted another live today. But it's real quick. It goes off real quick. And then it's like a whole bunch of comments. People like, explain. People like, don't explain. You know what I'm saying? Now, my whole thing is, and judging by how she was moving, you know, when he was penetrating her, it's like, why would, it's almost like she, you know, like when they be fucked up like that, they be wanting it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, like, when it was happening, this is my opinion, don't hate me for this, I think that when it was happening, she was enjoying that shit, like, she was enjoying that shit, she just didn't want it to happen right then, you know what I'm saying? And that's what, cause, like, how a nigga get the, doing that to you, first of all, you know you ain't got no panties on, so, like, you know, he must have been feeling all over it. You know what I'm saying? He must have been feeling all over, and you know what I'm saying? And like, it's no way that it just happened just like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? He must have been touching all over, probably was playing with her in there. You know what I'm saying? And she just ignored everything. So he probably was like, shit, that's cool. So then when he did what he did, I think it kind of shocked, even her, like, it just, to me, it's like, why couldn't she run? Or like, bruh, there was literally a person, like, okay, there's a part where she's bent down. So all of the people, you know, when somebody getting freaked, you know, getting busy on the dance floor, like right in front of your face, you kind of don't, like, as a man, you don't want to really be looking right there. That's like kind of creepish a little bit, like, oh shit, like, you know what I'm saying? If that dude look up and see you staring right at, he gonna be looking at you kind of funny, like, man, what is you looking at? You know what I'm saying? So the way she bent down like if she was just regularly bent down to be twerking. Not saying none of this is her fault. This shit ain't her fault. I'm even on her side, even with her not having no panties on, because that ain't something that I've never seen. Like, I've seen that so much, man. Like, where you be like, wow, like, I'm gonna tell you this story. We were at the Mad Chef, you know, if you from the DMV area, or, you know, probably call La Pearl, whatever you want to know. We were at the DMV. I mean, we in the DMV. We were at the Mad Chef, and a girl comes up, And you know it's the two VIP lines, and you know, one girl got on. You know, they had a regular little shit on, but it was one girl that was with the crew that was like by herself. She was like by herself too. She wasn't even with nobody, cause like it was like a group, and then you could tell like other girls, she was just by herself. She might have been meeting somebody, but she came in that jump, and she had like probably like the same kind of little dress, but it was like silk. And you know, the females gotta search the females, the males gotta search the males. So when the female bounced, she was like a dyke or whatever. So when the girl walked up, you know what I'm saying? The girl ain't have no panties on. And like, she had like bumps all over the top of her coochie and shit. It was like disgusting. Now the girl, the female, the dyke, well, she was supposed to be searching her. So she pats her down, boom, boom. When she gets down to the pants, cause the shit was so short, looked like a damn shirt. She just flung their whole girl dress up. I'm talking about niggas, you seen everything. And the bouncer didn't give a fuck. She ain't even say sorry. She was like, she looked at the, like, I think one of the guard, the males was like, ho, ho, like, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, shit, what? She was like, why you worried? She came out here like this. She wanted them to see this shit. Watch out, move. Like, basically like, nigga, fuck that shit. Like, she out here with no fucking drawers on with this little ass dress. Nigga, this is what she wanted, you know what I'm saying? So that's how, like I said, that's how, and it's quite funny that the other girl I'm talking about was also by herself. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you gonna do the no panties thing, I definitely think you should have somebody with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna do a dress with no panties? Like, I don't even know how girls even get down like that, because, I mean, goddamn, y'all got thongs. You at least can, you know, like cover your, you know what I'm saying? And in Atlanta, the fucking AIDS is like fucking 7 to 1. Like every 7 people, somebody in that motherfucker got AIDS. Like every group of 7 people you around, one of them motherfuckers got AIDS or HIV. So it's like, she was on some fuck shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm still not blaming her. I'm not bashing her for, you know what happened. Like I said, but like, people not that stupid. Like, ain't no, like that man, that dude, like he gonna definitely get caught. He gonna definitely get caught because, you know, depending on, you know, what she says. He gonna get caught because, like, his whole, like, you could kind of, like, make the nigga out yourself. Like, if you had to, like, I know a person from the DMV that looked like him. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say the person's name. But, like, I'm talking about, like, you could get a perfect visual. It wasn't, like, blurred or nothing. Like, he was, like, I'm telling you, bro, I'm thinking. And look, now this is why I want to go back to the people. I want to go back to the situation where the people was like, motherfuckers were standing right there, man. Like, what type of people? Like, the club is loud as fuck on a 100% of the time. The club is loud as fuck. Like, you can't hear shit. Why you think when you see motherfuckers talking in a club, like, when you see motherfuckers talking in the club, they so close. Like, sometimes, bruh, like, you know, we from the go-go era. Sometimes it's so loud, niggas have to write, you know, or like, better yet, when you want to get your hood on or something at the go-go or whatever, or, you know, you had to write the shit on your phone and show your phone to the lead mic or to whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, bruh, like, the club is a very loud place. So those little baby, help. Like, she was like, help, help me, help me. Like, them little baby screams, like, that she, you know, like, you can hear it because she got the phone right there. You know what I'm saying? That's why you can hear it. But that person, bro, this is what I'm saying. This is why I feel like, man, maybe the chick realized, like, man, I did this to myself or whatever, because, like, all she had to do, was, like, raise her hand up and smack the other dude that, like, that was in front of her. And then, of course, they would have been like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a person on their phone, like, right in front of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right, like right in front of her. There was a dude on his phone. Like, she could have easily just smacked him or tapped him or something and then, you know, got his attention just to offset it for a little bit or at least have motherfuckers like, oh, what the fuck going on, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then even if why you think there be killings in the club? Like, there's a person from Riverdale. He had a situation in the club, and he got stabbed, and he bled out in the club. Now, you think some people seen what was going on, but it was like it's so much that you gotta kind of do to, you know what I'm saying? It's so much that you gotta kind of do to get motherfuckers' attention, and especially depending on where you at. And they, you know, I've never even been in a club where like they really stopped the music for real. You know what I'm saying? Now Go-Go's is different. You know, they stop the music a lot, but in the regular clubs, like, nigga, they not stopping that music. Like, a nigga could be beating the shit out the owner on stage. They're not stopped. Like, you gonna hear the DJ like, damn. Hey, security to the stage. Security, like, damn, they fucking him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the club, like, I'm a DJ. Like, that's how it works. Like, they don't stop, like, they don't stop that music, man. All the functions, like, you gonna be, like, motherfuckers be wrecking and shit like that. Motherfucker, like I said, motherfuckers be fighting and shit. Like, that's why that shit just goes on. Like, you notice the whole time you fighting, you can't hear nothing nobody saying. Ain't nobody, like, turning around, stopping shit for, you know what I'm saying, for no fight. They gonna be like, man, nigga, this is what poor motherfuckers do. Now, I guess this is the girl. Oh, okay, this is her. I'm playing the video. Oh, yeah. She was in there with no drawers on, man. She was in there with no draw. And not only was she dancing, she at one point it looked like she was like she at one point it looked like she was on a stage. So that's probably how he seen her. She was on stage. It looked like they must have, you know, I'm not sure how Atlanta clubs are, but it looks like she's on the stage. And she's dancing. I'm talking about, and her shit is, the dress little as hell, and her shit is popping up. Her shit is popping up crazy, like her ass is showing. So, you know, once a nigga kind of see you dancing, and your shirt, your shit roll up, and your ass come out, and they don't see no draws, like, they already, that'll put a nigga right in predator mode. Like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of nasty. Especially in Atlanta, it's kind of nasty, but I mean, it's kind of nasty anywhere, but especially in Atlanta. But and it kind of just says something, because it's like, if you out here with a little dress with no panties, like, man, I'm telling you right now, endless niggas probably was feeling on her, touching her, all that shit, man. Like, she probably ain't even know. Hold on, here we go. Yeah, he must have seen her on the stage. They must have called some females up to the stage. There was about six of them on the stage. She was on stage dancing crazy or whatever. Like, I'm talking about, ass popped out probably three times. So, like, man, but like I said, none of this is on her. She having fun doing exactly what she's doing now to put something in her drink, shit. You know, he bought the drink, so I guess that's why they said. But I want you to listen to this. Yeah. See how loud it is? Now that's what you hear from, like, just imagine being in the club. So even a motherfucker, even if she like, see look, that's her screaming. See motherfuckers talking on the mic, all type of shit. Even if she was screaming, the crowd could take that as like, woo, we partying. You know what I'm saying? That's how the club is. Motherfuckers scream in the club all the time. The only way to really be safe, like with this type of shit, man, is to be by yourself. I mean, if you're gonna be by yourself, you need to have your back on the wall or something, or you need to be by the DJ booth or somewhere where you can, like, you know, like in the middle of the dance floor is dangerous by yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna get this busted, like, see, people don't never really know their limit, especially young females. I don't know how old she is, but young females never really know their limit. Like obviously this girl wasn't that smart. You go out, you're gonna get fucked up crucially like this. Out of town, you from St. Louis. You out of town by yourself in the club, drunk as shit, with no panties on. Man, that's a. It's still not her fault, but I'm just saying, that's a lot of shit against you right there. I want you to hear the scream. Just, all right, that was, look, here she go. On some real shit, the nigga that's probably doing that to her can't even hear. That's how loud it be in the club, man. And look like they probably got a DJ and a host, because it's now it's like a girl, a lady on the mic, and especially when motherfuckers be talking to when people be talking on the mic to the crowd, and the crowd be yelling shit back, they really not hearing shit. So this dude just was like, this dude had probably, this nigga probably did this shit before, but like I said, you know what I'm saying, he attacked her for a lot of the obvious reasons I just spoke on, like, you know, like, you up that joint on the front line, you showed the whole club you ain't had no drawers on, like, you know what I'm saying, so. See, it's almost like maybe she was talking to the live. Like, maybe it was a bunch of people on her live and she was saying to the live, like, because in that case, like I said, she's still not thinking smart, because there are literally people. If she lifts her head straight up, there was a phone above her head, like, from maybe, you can see there's a person standing there on his phone looking down. So he's probably not really trying to look at, like, what she, like, she should have made some kind of movement. And for that part, it's kind of her fault, because you should have made some kind of movement, you know what I'm saying, to get away from that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, to me, it's just like she's sitting there taking it and crying and shit, like, into the life. Like, I don't know if she, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they said it was like 4 or 5 in the morning. Like, I don't know. Then look, he didn't even, after he raped her or after he did what he did, it's like he, and on some real stuff, it's like he didn't rape quickie her. He had sex with her. Like, this whole time, now she's lifted up. He's lift her back up, and he back like he dancing with her almost. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like she's playing along. That's why she getting so much backlash. Like, I understand it. Like, when you watch past, like, when you watch from the actual rape, you know, to and past, it's like, what the fuck? Like, you, like, she should have, like, any other female would have been slapping the shit out of him or, like, get the fuck off me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, she let him pick her back up. Then she put the, it's almost real live. You can look, I went to her page and I looked, that's definitely her legs. Like, you could see, like, she don't have no panties on, and you could see, like, she basically, like she put the camera on herself, like, so to show you, like, that her pussy and her legs and shit is and the dress is up. It's almost like she trying to show you, like, look, I'm up, you know, like, look, you can see, like, my, like, he got my dress up. Oh man, you hear what song they playing? That's the little the live this here lifestyle, yeah. The joint with Young Thug and a Rich Homie. Man, that song, what? That niggas in that club is on 10 with the partying right now. That's a vicious ass song. That song gonna turn, man, that whole club going crazy right now. They ain't think about shit else beside her. She had to really work to get a motherfucker's attention in that bitch. Like, you know, something was happening to me in the club and I needed help to get, man, I would just blatantly grab a nigga like, hey! Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no way that you can think that somebody gonna just hear you off the, you just like quietly like, help. Nah, man. I'm telling you, man, this dude, the dude didn't even do what he did and ran off. This dude real life. The first thing she needed to go do is get an STD check. That's the first thing she needed to go do. Look at here, you hear the music? I hit it 2 thrills. I'm like, what? That's Cardi B now, and bro, that club on fire right now. I don't even know what's going on. It looked like she's still hugged up with the dude. How you gonna be hugged up with a dude after he raped you?
No!
Wow. Like I said, man, this nigga, yeah, wow. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Like, she basically, yeah. I guess now that part we just watched, or that y'all just heard, I didn't hear that part on the Facebook. Like, that's crazy. It's almost like she's saying, okay, damn, nigga, like, you done raped me already. Like, okay, stop. Like, damn, man. You can hear it. She definitely fucked up. But yeah, this some fucked up ass shit right here, though, man. But I'm gonna say this, like, I still kind of feel like she understood that she kind of put herself in this situation, because how you not, like, how does it go this far? Like, you ain't tapped nobody. It almost looked like they moved into a different location or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like it didn't even sound right there. Like, it was like the sound dropped out. Almost like he took her in another room, or maybe in the bathroom or in a hallway or something. Like that's how it even, like look, listen how quiet it is. Wow. Yeah, they gonna catch dude, and he probably gonna they gonna catch dude, and they probably he gonna fry, cause like that's some, yeah, he definitely took that for real. And like I said, I think maybe he would have been cool, maybe even if he would have like eased up or stopped, like once he, you know what I'm saying, cause she seemed like a probably pretty cool girl. And obviously, she not grabbing nobody. Because, like I said, any other female, they would have been grabbing niggas, grabbing bitches. He, you know what I'm saying? Like, this bra ain't said he's raping me yet. She just saying stop and yelling and hollering. Bro, they probably, man, I'm telling you, if anybody was looking right at this situation, they probably was thinking that they probably was thinking, like, man, look at them motherfuckers over there fucking. You know what I'm saying? Cause she not even making the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even trying to get away, like, you know, like, so, and it's you in a club. I can see if he had you like somewhere singled off, or you know what I'm saying, or you by yourself, but you got a million people in front of you that you could just, shit, you could have took your phone and threw it at a motherfucker, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, help! Like, I don't get it, man. It's sad though, but her name is Jasmine Elan. You can just type in ATL Jasmine Elan raped in club. You could even just type that in. And it's funny as shit, whoever put this shit up there, they fucking tagged R. Kelly in the joint. It's so fucking funny. So don't let that throw you off. You're gonna see a R. Kelly pound. But just go right there and watch the video. Just watch the first 6 minutes and 47 seconds. That's where I just played it to, where she stopped and she's like she basically like don't do that to me. And you can even hear him, like, he like baby like I'm telling you, cuz he thinking that, you know, what's going on is, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you when they catch him, he gonna say that, bro, this is what she wanted, bro. Like, or this, I like she told me this is what she wanted me to, you know what I'm saying? Like I guarantee, bro, if I was him and I was at home and I could see this, bro, man, I would be getting my shit together. Like, man, look, this broad, she talked to me, told me that was her fantasy. Like, you know, it's all kind of shit that he could say. Like, he could be like, look at the video. Did you hear her tell me? She is saying stop or whatever, but. You know what I'm saying? They say a lot of shit when you know what I'm saying, when they in that position. So, and man, I'm telling you, man, like, I don't know, with a good lawyer, dude might end up getting off on that shit. But I don't know. Like I said, this last piece is pretty incriminating because she sounds like she against her will, but it's still almost like she's not trying to get nobody's attention. And I think that's the ultimately walk the worst part about it. But Jasmine England, man, praying for her, for sure.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.